How beautiful was that? And I played your music by Bob Carlyle, and a very familiar song at weddings, either for the ladies to walk into or to play at the wedding. And it's called Butterfly Kisses. But I'm talking about what happens during the ceremony, about the vows that we make. And here's something that I want to read for you. And it's all about those three words: forsaking all others, if that were words were in your vows, and what it actually means at the altar. And these three words means so much more than just choosing to marry that beautiful woman or that handsome man, and it means so much more than just choosing to live with that person for the rest of your life. It means so much more than that. And it says, when we go to the marriage altar to commit ourselves to the faith, to be faithful to that one person that God entrusted to us, we usually don't realize that it means more than just eating, going out and living with the same person for the rest of our lives. What we do commit to is not to just take care of that person, but to uphold that person's dreams and to meet that person's needs. And we actually commit to becoming one with that person, to consider that person's thoughts, opinions and feelings, as well as prioritizing that person more than what we will prioritize ourselves. And when we say forsaking all others, it doesn't only mean not giving any room for another person to intrude, manipulate, divert or destroy the marriage. It also means that letting go of our own comforts so that we could bless our spouse and help the latter fulfill personal dreams and become more like Christ. And while doing that, we become more like Christ ourselves. And so that's the theory, that is the ideal, but it's not always as easy as all that. And so the topic for today is a question that I'm posing to you: is how important are your marriage vows to you? That's the question. And sure, a lot of responses coming through. I want to speak into that. I think I want to use this platform simply to speak into marriages and to speak into healthy marriages. And not everybody's there, and I get that, but how did we get there? And I think an essential part of that is how we approach this thing. And I'm talking about premarital counseling as well. And a lot of guys obviously also didn't have that opportunity. Maybe you got married in the court system and you didn't have God as part of your life before. But I'm specifically talking to those that has gone through the ceremony and all of that. And sure, I simply want to just get into some of the other comments. And talking about marriage vows, this is somebody that has been married 53 years. Take a listen.
Marco, I honor my marriage vows. I'm married 53 years, and I can tell you a lot happened in that 53 years. I had a lot of disappointments, but I stayed. I honored my words that I said, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. And the worst came, not once, not twice, not three times, so many times. But Marco, he sit ek nog altyd en luister vir jou. Want ek het nie, I didn't make an appointment with my husband. I made it with God. And that's all I can say. God, I honored God. Praise God, Enid.
Thank you, Enid, for that. And so to those of you that's been married for decades, this 50, 40, 30 years, let me know, how do you do that? And I'm talking about through the same partner, of course, in your marriage. Talk to me, talk to us, help us along in terms of how you kept to your marriage vows and how you guys are still staying together. And you know what, it's sometimes we have this romantic notion of when we get into our marriages and when life happens and the kids come and the and issues prop up, how do we honor those vows? Because you remember, we vow to our partner at the altar, and we vowed and we said in front of God and all of these witnesses. So I'm not speaking outside of the family. I'm speaking to the family. I'm speaking to the believer. And I know some of you might be thinking, what is that guy talking about? Why must he go there? I want to go there because we need to honor God in this regard as well. So I want to get to something Auntie Wendy said earlier.
Goeiemiddag, Marco, my huwelik is baie belangrik, want ek en papi dien die Here, en ons is nou 34 jaar getrouwd. Dankie, Here, ons doen alles saam. Ons luister vir CCFM. Ons dien die Here saam. Dankie Marco, Auntie Wendy en Denver. Gordon, hello and hello, lots, lunch punches. Newbies, Auntie Wendy.
Auntie Wendy het een beetje verder geëid op die.
En dit wat ek ook al gesê het, Marco, jy as man en vrou moet mekaar verstaan van die begin af, dan sal niks verkeerd gaan nie, Auntie Wendy.
Okay, so it's not all doom and gloom, and we hear about these decades-long marriages, 34 years, 53 years, and beyond. I wanna celebrate that as well, but I want to hear from you, and maybe I'm jolting a few people out of their comfort zones today, and maybe you've drifted, and you know what? It wasn't just between you and your partner. It was somebody else in there that we said, welcome to the ceremony. And then we maybe left him at the altar when we went into our marriages. Let's quickly go here.
Yo, Marco, greetings in the name of Jesus. Die vrou van 53 years en ek is siekas. Baie mense het nog langer getroud is. Wat ek wil punt maak, ja, sulke mense wat my asem doodslag. Met hy gesê, Marco, ek is maar 12 jaar getroud, maar nog steeds my jake dag, of nie jake dag nie, want as ek kan sê jake tweede dag, of jake derde dag het lees, dan vraag my vrou vir my, as sy nog steeds lief vir my, hoe lief het sy vir my? So, dan kan ek dit nou ook in vir sê, ek is baie lief vir jou. Of soms is die mens so besig en dan, as sê jy net ek is lief vir jou, maar dan sê weet, dan loop ek net aan, but, oh, I thank God for this topic. As waar wat hy by ander broer vir even gesê het, op sy voice club, this is a very, very, very important topic, rechtig waar my broer. Want soms kan ek so gauw een ring afhaal, en dan gooi ek my bro. But thank you for this most important topic. One of the most important topics.
In 200 meters. In 200 meters, just an equitative auntie Mudraini. Thank you so much for that voice. Now I'm going to play one more. I want to play a track by Al Jarreau. I'm posing this question, how important are your marriage vows to you? Listen, I know I'm stirring. But I think it's a good stir. I think that, you know what, okay, I'm going to get to that question in a moment, but let's quickly just hear over here.
Good afternoon, Marco and Lance Bunches. Myself and my wife, we are only married for 11 years now by the grace of God, but yes, what we know is that Jesus needs to be the center of our marriage and our union, and as we grow closer to God, we will grow closer to Him. At Auntie Wendy, ek wil Auntie Wendy sê dat Auntie Wendy en is een man, luister saam vir CCFM, maar ons hoor nooit sy stem nie. Ja, sal like om sy stem te hoor. Bless you. Cheers.
Nee, papi is maar bietjie skaam, ons het vir papi ontmoet, papi is een baie, baie oulike man, en ja, ons hoor so van tyd tot tyd, hy is so in die achtergrond, maar liefe papi en van Auntie Wendy, I want to play a track of music by Al Jarreau, it's called We In This Love Together. Go and reevaluate that. Are we really in this love together? That marriage vows, it's so important, and I want to know from you, how important is it to you? But yes, Al Jarreau, he's simply just telling us that we're in this love together.